I'm Whitney Dean on Talk to the Experts, and we're here with Tailblazers Pets. You can find them www.tailblazerspets.com. I know we've been talking a lot about dogs, but you can also get things for cats and ferrets, birds as well, and a lot of supplements and treats. And on the line is Brent Hauberg. He's the co-founder and president of Tailblazers Pets. Brent, we've been talking a lot about raw food, but canned and dry food, I mean, it's not all bad.
No, we like to make sure that no matter what route you want to feed your animal, that we've found the best options available in that. So nowadays you can definitely get species appropriate dry foods, and canned foods have changed a little bit as well. The biggest benefit that you'll find in a canned food or a raw food over a dry food is actually the water content. Obviously with a dry food, there's no water in there, and water is a big aid in digestion. So when you're dealing with cats especially, I do know that there's a few vets that only recommend going to raw food or a canned food.
Okay.
But You've got options no matter which way you want to go that are healthy for you.
I mean, in a perfect world, what would you like to see people feed their pets? Is it a mix of a few things or just raw food?
Well, I would just be doing raw food, but there are times that, you know, you're going camping or things like that, and it's just not convenient for you. But raw food is definitely going to be the best way to go. You're going to get the most results. Whenever we're dealing with ailments, 99% of the time, there's that odd occasion where raw food is trumped by something else, but 99% of the time, we've gotten faster, better results from raw food than anything else.
Yeah. Now, at Tailblazers, what you've done is you've been able to find the products and then put them all in one place, so a lot of people don't have to do the research. But what do you need to look for when you're reading pet food labels? I mean, even what do you do when you're doing your research on products?
It's a really tough one because you want to focus on the top five ingredients that are in there and making sure that they're going to be meats and there's different qualities of meats that are in there. But the reality is I could give you two labels that look exactly the same and they're vastly different based on the actual percentages of each of those things that are in there. But on the label, they will be listed in exactly the same order. So for the layperson, it is a little bit, in my opinion, difficult, and I wish I could just change some of the laws on how people listed things. So what we do when we're looking at foods is we have to find out not only what is in there, but a little bit more the ratios and things like that that are in there as well, so that we know we're finding foods that will be higher meat levels with very little grains in there.
Yeah, okay, so you decide that you want to take some action, make sure that your pet is eating healthier. You're going into Tailblazers. But to be really honest, I mean, if you're a newer dog owner especially, or you're really foreign to this, you've just been going to the grocery store and buying your dog or cat food this whole time, and you're a little lost in this, so what do you need to know when you're going into Tailblazers, and what can the staff help you with?
The basic thing you need to know is, you know, whether you have a dog or cat, what kind of animal they are, their age, and the staff members are going to be able to point you in a few directions. You're going to have some choices, and you're going to try a few different things, and I hate to say it, but you're going to find out how well your dog or cat is doing by watching their stool.
It sounds gross, but really, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. One of the first things people will tell you when they've switched from a dry food to a raw food is that there's less stool, and my dog or cat is not drinking as much water.
Hey, that's a bonus, especially if you're at the dog park.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also you have a lot of other things as well to deal with problems that pets are having, to deal with it in a natural way.
Yeah, actually, when we first opened up the store, we probably had more choices in terms of supplementation and dealing with disease and ailments than we did actually have food choices. So, and that's even gotten better over the years. We used to have to use a lot of human formulations, but now you're starting to see a lot of ones that are designing specifically to dogs' weights and things like that, whereas we used to have to teach people to do conversions and all of that kind of jazz. But yeah, for all different kinds of ailments that you'd have, you've usually got a herbal option or a homeopathic option that'll have less side effects than the drugs, and unlike human drugs that we might choose to get for ourselves that are covered by some kind of healthcare plan, usually when you have an animal, the first thing that shocks you is how expensive most of the drugs are out on the market. Mm-hmm. So it's usually quite a bit less expensive to go with a herb or something along those lines. And often, just adding a digestive enzyme to a good food source tends to also get rid of a lot of issues.
Yeah. We did talk a lot about the raw food diet, how great that is for digestion as well. But when you're handling raw food, do you have to be concerned about anything?
Yeah, you'll get some people talking about E. coli or something along those lines. It's going to be the same thing as when you're handling meat in your house. You're going to want to be cleaning the cutting boards, cleaning any spoons that are touching it, just the same as you would there. There's actually been very few cases that have been reported from eating a raw diet. There's actually been a lot more cases from some of your generic treats that are out on the market, or even bagged food in reference to that. And in the human industry, I mean, we've had umpteen cases of sprouts, tomatoes, all these spinach leaves causing major outbreaks, and we've never had anything even close to that in the raw food industry. So to me, if you take the proper precautions, you're not going to be having any issues.
Brent Hauberg is on the line. He's the co-founder and president of Tailblazers Pets. You can find them www.tailblazerspets.com. You can also find out there all of their locations. There's 7 of them in Calgary, and they started right here in Calgary. Tailblazers has been around for the past 11 years. They really know a lot about raw food. They also have canned food and dry food as well. They do their research to make sure there's the right ingredients in their products. As well, we just talked about there's a lot of natural health products that they have to just help with the basic ailments that a lot of pets suffer from. It means less trips to the vet. That's a big one. If you have questions, 403-974-8255, 974-TALK, or 1-800-563-7770. I'm Whitney Dean on Talk to the Experts with Tailblazers Pets. We'll be back with them in just a moment on QR 77.